What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252. We're talking with Kelly in Austin, and Kelly, take it away.
Well, the last thing I wanted to tell you was that I've heard from several sources today that John Brennan is proposing so-called Chinese-style struggle sessions for Trump supporters,
yes,
for either allowing them back into society or shipping them off to FEMA camps for rehabilitation. And I think that's, and I tell you what, I don't doubt it. I know too many Democrats who agree with it. So we're in for a hard time here. If we don't,
yeah, I'm
do
afraid so.
Now, yeah, we're looking at a country that's going to come apart at the seams. All right, well, I've said it. So thanks for taking my call.
You got it there, and we're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Mike, doing fine. Mark, are you there?
Yeah, sorry. I lost you there for a second. A couple of things. One, as far as COVID goes, I was thinking that their plan is to vaccinate everybody below the population, which Gates want, you know.
Yes.
And Gates and those. But evidently, there's things backfiring in them as far as that goes, because these side effects are happening a lot quicker, I guess, than they expected them to. They thought they could, it would kick in a few years from now. So I think their next, and it's coming out now, even in the mainstream media to a degree.
Yes.
So I think this is what's going to happen now. Biden gets in, and unfortunately it looks like he is, he's going to use this to blame not only him, but the whole establishment is going to use this to blame Trump. And you know what? For good reason. Trump pushed this garbage.
Yes, he
did. You know, Operation Warp Speed. He pushed it. It is his baby. I hate to
say
it.
Yes, it is.
And they're going to use it against him. And you know what? I don't blame him. Because, like I said, this is his baby, and he is a bad baby. It is a monster, and mm-hmm. It's a shame that people have to lose their lives, be crippled, sterilized, and whatever else. And I understand there's already a couple of million people who have already taken it. Seems like
yes.
a good many of them are both medical workers and also nursing home patients and stuff like that, and it's killing them like crazy. I heard Alex Jones earlier talking about it, and I thought he was, may have been exaggerating, but now I'm hearing you, and evidently it's true. So,
yes.
Some months down the road,
we could see more adverse reactions, surface.
Absolutely. You know what I found out, too, from a friend of mine who still works in New York law enforcement?
Yes.
He said that both the New York City Police Union, I think it's the biggest police union in the country, maybe in the world, PBA, and the New York City Fire Department Union have both told their membership not to take it wisely. So, this is backfiring on the globalists and then the newer and then the eugenicists. So that's a good thing. But as far as Trump goes, they want to really smear him. This is the way to do it, even if somehow he stays in office. And that's another thing I'd like to bring up now. I've been hearing for about the last week or so that, in fact, Trump was in Texas, that he was at an Air Force base in Texas in Abilene, which is, I think, the National Command Center. And I, was going back and forth. I said, I think this is BS. I don't really believe it. I was here listening. Mike Adams was talking about it, and a guy called the Word, Sword, and the Sign was talking about it, okay? And I thought, I don't know, this sounds a little, I'm getting, but now, surprise, surprise, he was supposed to address the nation today from all places, Texas. Okay, now I don't know why he didn't. He may be waiting, but what is he going to address the nation about? He might just declare martial law. It's not impossible. Ahead of
Biden
getting in there. I would not hold it, you know, I would not, you know, say that's impossible, because he's got people like Flynn behind him. Flynn knows the intelligence community back and forth. He knows the military back and forth. Now, there's a lot of the military that would not back, I mean, not a lot. There's a lot, like the Joint Chiefs and stuff, would not back Trump. But there's a lot of the rank-and-file military that would. He's very popular with it. And those are the ones you would need to declare martial law, because they're basically combat troops. Okay? You got your Marines. Mm-hmm. You got the Army Infantry. You got the Army Special Forces. Probably the Navy SEALs. And this is, you couldn't get much better than that if you were going to do it. So I would not count, say this thing is over yet. Now, as far as the, censorship goes, I believe that what you're going to have, what's going to happen, I'm starting to see lawsuits already coming out. I see that Texas is about doing something about, you know, cutting off some of the profits somehow. I'm not sure quite what, but they're doing something. The Attorney General, Tom Paxton, is doing something about that. And you might see a lot of other states combined to attack these big tech companies. So they may have got away with it. Plus, their profits are going to lose. And another thing, too, everybody's talking about what they did to Parler. Well, Parler should have been prepared for this. They did the same thing to Gab about a year or so ago. I was on Gab.
Yes,
and they
did.
I lost it. Now I'm back on it. Okay? And yeah, as a matter of fact, they brought me back without
their own server.
Huh? So they got their own servers and stuff.
Got their own server.
Yeah, I can't even get on Gab right now because it's so hard, you know, because they got so many people, I guess, applying. So, you know, like you said, you're looking for more servers now. So Gab, the same thing with, I believe, DLive. I don't think they go with the Apple Store and all that. And the same with Bitcoin. I mean, not Bitcoin, BitChute. BitChute is also independent. And they're doing very well. All right?
Yes.
Unfortunately, you can't live stream there yet, but I think that's coming. Gab even got
It's coming here. I mean, I'm looking at BitChute. We did a new section of the website called Claire's Corner, and we switched to BitChute for that video because YouTube would not allow me to upload, you know, large videos anymore for some reason.
Oh, that's great. That's good that you're on BitChute now, too. And I think a lot more people are going to get BitChute in or already on BitChute. A lot of the people that were kicked off of YouTube year or two ago, you now can find on BitChute. You know, it's very good.
Also,
I think I'm having little problems there lately because they're getting so much traffic now, it's overwhelming their system too, because people are, you know, leaving the, so big tech is cutting its own throat, and it couldn't happen to nicer guys, you know, because they are really really bad news. And as far as the Democrats or the establishment, declaring some, getting some kind of, going after the guns and going after the, trying to force vaccines, which I think are falling, or even trying to force another lockdown nationwide, I think the states are now getting wise to them and are ready to resist if that happens. And so I wouldn't put it beyond them trying. Because what you're seeing seems to me the last stand of the baby boomers, all right? You're seeing the, you know, old hag like Pelosi, this decrepit old crook Biden, and the other old crook there in Shyster, Chuck Shyster there, all right?
Yep.
This is their last stand. This is, you know, and they're trying to, but the thing is this, they're not very smart. Their brain isn't probably working right, especially Pelosi and Biden. Their brains aren't even working properly anymore. They know what they're doing. What they're doing is they're just, you know, they're just riling up people even more, making people more determined to resist them and to reverse this garbage. But like I said, now with Trump, problem with him is he may have really laid a trap for himself. And it's not because of what happened in Washington, D.C. in the 6th, okay? This is another thing coming out that Antifa or some kind of radicals started this. They weren't part of the Trump movement. But again, this vaccine, this could be his swamp. This could be what really destroys him.
You know, before the vaccines were actually being distributed, I warned Trump not to hook his wagon to this. Because if it did have an adverse reaction, he would get the blame for it. And unfortunately, he deserves it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was listening to Jones earlier, too, and he was really attacking David Knight now. You know, he was going off on David Knight. Fact of the matter is, David Knight was saying to Trump, warning him again and again about these vaccines, what he was doing, to stop the lockdowns, to stop that emergency order, to take the power away from these governors. Okay, he was warning again and again. Okay, and he was, you know, obviously he was criticizing InfoWars at the same time for not attacking Trump for this. He didn't do it. That's what the rift was between David Knight and InfoWars. So now he's got his own show, evidently. I think he's got a podcast. And he's calling Jones out. And Jones is getting furious. But Jones, it's his own fault, too. At least if he's got to be a shill, at least call Trump out for what he was doing wrong. And one of those was these vaccines and the lockdowns. The other thing he should have been calling Trump out for was murder of Soleimani, the constant support for the Zionists.
Yes.
For Zionist interests, for stealing the Syrians' oil. Should have called him out. I don't know things. And on top of that, not refereeing Julian Assange. He did say it about, talk about that, but he should have really been in Trump's butt about Assange. I mean, it's great.
Yes.
Look, again, like I said, I'm not a MAGA-wearing fool or hat-wearing fool. Mm-hmm. I'm not a QAnon idiot either. But I just voted for Trump because he was the lesser of two evils. But that doesn't mean the lesser of two evils, and that's still evil, okay? He just didn't do right. He did some good things. He ended the TPP. He did something with NAFTA. I'm not sure if it really is any good anymore.
He pulled us out of the Paris Accords.
As far as the wall goes, the Mexicans don't want to come to this country anymore. If anything, people are going to Mexico. I'm seriously thinking of looking at the possibility of moving to Mexico. They seem to have more freedom there than we have here. So that's again, because things are a lot cheaper there. And it seems like when I watch the dollar vigilante who lives over there now, and seems like people are very happy there. So other than you do have the problem with the cartels and stuff like that, there's more. This all around seems to be more. They're not fearing this silly virus the way we are. They have people in masks, but not the way we have in this country. So I don't know, but I can guarantee you, they're not piling to come into this country right now. I don't know if they ever will be piling to ever come into this country again. And maybe the other way. This is how bad things are right now. This is how they're destroying this country. And the main problem is these lockdowns, this whole COVID scare. Mm-hmm. And now, of course, we're going to have an even more horrendous government. A more vicious, nasty government. And one more thing, too. You're saying about Nuland. I heard this a couple of days ago. That Nuland's going to be back in the Ukraine again. Mm-hmm. Keep on antagonizing Putin. Like you said, Putin's looking at his country. He's a very smart guy. He doesn't want war. He knows what a war would mean, especially if it becomes nuclear.
But yes,
he's going to be on hair trigger alert now. Russia's going to be in hair. Because like you said, you got a country that's going crazy. Yet armed with 7,000 nuclear weapons and the means of delivery. If Russia was going nuts like this now, don't you think we wouldn't be on super alert? Okay, if we were, but now you got a United States that completely going to, falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like we may be on the verge of a total implosion.
Yes.
Yet we still got those 7,000 nukes, the ability to deliver them, a powerful Navy, army, and, constantly on war footing. What do you think Russia is going to be thinking? Even China, okay? What do you think they're going to be thinking? The reason why Russia and China formed an alliance, I think, is not because they like each other. There's a lot of, there's a lot of mistrust there. But
yes,
sometimes you have to make alliances of convenience. And now the U.S. is, we're in such bad shape. There's no telling what might happen. You know what I mean? And it's a very sad and serious situation. I'm very unhappy about it. I'm having trouble sleeping. okay? If I didn't do my exercises and eat the right food and everything, I'd be so stressed out, I don't know what, you know? But I'm trying to, you know, do it properly, do some breathing exercises and things like that. And like I said, I just got my, you know, I just pray for the best. But there's a lot of reason to believe the best isn't going to happen. But, and I, you know, I hate to say with these vaccines, but I guess it's better that it happens now. It happens in 5 years from now when people just start dying like crazy and people find out they can no longer have babies.
That could happen. I mean, one of my doctors, you know, was saying that some adverse vaccine reactions don't surface for a very long time. And of course, because of that long interval, you know, there's always that denial. No, it's got nothing to do with the vaccine. You had the vaccine 2 years ago. You know, the fact that your nervous system just fell apart is completely, completely disconnected.
Yeah. Especially with the mRNA. I mean, the regular vaccines are dangerous enough. This sucker is really bad because it's got your, it gets your immune system on edge. So if you catch a cold, your immune system is very possibly going to overreact. And that's an autoimmune response. And it's horrible. So at least it's coming out already now. The side effects are really coming out quick. So hopefully less people are going to take this thing. All right? That's, you know, but it's a shame with the people who have already done it. And you got a lot of these elderly people, these nursing homes, and other elderly people that are going to, I was talking to my cousin recently in California. He said he can't wait. He's online to get the vaccine. I said, you're crazy. He also said he wears his mask every time he even goes outside. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, like I said, people are panicking, and they're buying into this. But I think as this comes out more and more, less and less people, like you said, there are all these extra vaccines that they have in New York, and they have to throw out now. Is it expired? That goes to show you people are not going for this stuff. All right, so that's, if there's any light at the end of the tunnel, it might start there. But we got to resist the lockdowns. We got to get our businesses back up, the small businesses. And we got to punish big corporations for what they've done to help do to this country. We got to understand, too, the problem is not socialism. I'm not saying there's no problem at all. The problem is what I call predatory capitalism. You could also call it crony capitalism. You know, there's a lot of different, but I like to put it what it really is, predatory capitalism, where the big corporations eat up the small ones and eat up, after a while, eat up the whole country, even the government. After a while, they start to own the government. And you're seeing this now. You're seeing this big tech, the big banks. You know, you're seeing with all these big corporations, Fed itself should have been ended a long time ago. Anyway, that's about it. I just want to say that, but believe me, Trump was no bargain and is going to be no bargain. Even maybe he'll learn a little bit if he still stays in power. If he does pull the martial law option, maybe he'll learn a little bit. Maybe he'll understand the mistakes he made. Maybe he'll get better people to run the country. I don't know, but I just don't believe the man is as smart as a lot of people say he is, because he wouldn't have done some of the dumb things he did.
I'm not too impressed with him.
No, to be a good businessman is one thing. To know how to run a country like the United States of America and deal with these political animals is another thing, and he just didn't know how to do it. All right, Mike, I'll let you go. Okay, I guess you have another
call. All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to switch to Peter in Los Angeles. And, Peter, I'm going to have to take you through this next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Geez, my battery is about to go out, Mike. Listen, I just want to call to make my one quick point. And the one quick point is I've noticed several articles, two that I sent you just over the last 3 days, where they are going after the United States Army as an institution, saying it's full of gang members and white supremacists and everything else, and it's for obviously the reason it's an institution that they don't have grassroots control of, and
no, it isn't.
It follows their normal pattern of floating an article overseas, started with the Guardian. That's it for me, really.
All right, Peter, I'm gonna have to put you on hold. I gotta put you on hold. We gotta take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. And Peter, if you could just sort of continue where you left off. Peter, are you there? I guess not. So let's switch over to Cody in Illinois. Hello, Cody. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Good New Year to you there, Mike.
Thank you.
We'll find out how happy it is, I guess. I don't know. It's not looking like it when you know, they said John Brennan was a communist, and apparently what he's talking about now is right out of the Mao playbook, huh?
Yes.
You hear me okay there, Mike?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're on the air, and I just saw a story where apparently Trump supporters are being put on the no-fly list now.
Yeah, there was something about that. I don't know if those were the ones that were maybe getting carried away on the plane, or if it's, you know, the other thing I heard today, they're talking about a Patriot Act 20,000 pages long or something. That, you know,
they've already got it written.
Really? Was that the original one or something? Or how do you get? Why would you?
No, this is the new one, Patriot Act version 2.0. The reckoning.
I mean, what do you get 20,000 pages? I mean, that's like putting how many phone books just worth of names? I don't know what you know. Even if you're wanting to have a police state, why would you need such a long bill? It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But
I'm sure it's got a lot of riders because everybody knows it's going to pass.
Oh, okay, something like that there. That's just an abomination to even consider something like that. That kind of brings me to my next point, that this Congress, this country, this monetary system is, you know, just so out of whack. I've been going over, you know, trying to figure out kinetic and peaceful, you know, solutions, you know, to this problem. Kinetic one's probably not so good with, you know, a military that's probably been brainwashed by everything. But, you know, it'd be nice to go to D.C. and talk to some of these National Guard guys. I guess them being National Guard, maybe they aren't quite as brainwashed since they probably have regular jobs, you know, and tell them, you know, there's no reason to even have this much tax in this country with all the resources and as big as we are. It's just the ridiculousness with this military-industrial complex. And if you could appeal to people and say, hey, guys, are you tired of all this money coming out of your checks, guys? Come on, we don't need to have this. Not to mention the money is phony anyway, and in the end, your retirement that you think you're working for is probably going to fall apart. You don't believe me? Oh, look at Venezuela. You know, it takes how many stacks of money to buy a, you know, a cup of coffee. You know, you don't believe me? Oh, really? Go look at Venezuela. It's just, you know, recent. And so the peaceful solution that I'm really thinking on is to demand we all go protest at our, go talk to our, you know, the Senate, the legislators that we can get a hold of. You know, if they refuse to talk to you, just, and then we start protesting. But basically, I think it's best to close Congress and let all the state legislatures, make the federal laws. It would be so hard for them to pass too much and do all the work, you know, because you have to have all the 50 states. They'd have to use Zoom type, you know, equipment to, you know, we'd still probably do the, you'd deport. You don't, obviously, you'd have thousands of people, then you can't, you know, let them all ask questions. So each state that gets so many representatives and senators currently, you know, that would be the number that you would, you know, maybe allow when they're negotiating bills on this tech platform, you know, be able to ask questions and all that. And that may, you know, that would maybe keep it, because that's going to be their argument. Oh, it's just too complicated. We can't, oh, BS, we're in a technology age. This can all be done. Telecommunications, they're proven it now with the court systems. And that's my thought. We have to close this Congress now one way or another. And, you know, they're just selling us out. There's just no doubt about it. And the only peaceful solution, you know, unless we can get the military to stand down and go arrest them all and have tribunals, which is going to be tough to do, the only peaceful solution is, you know, and secession is a bad word, but it's a, you know, this would be the next best thing to, maybe better than secession if we could do it right, is constitutional amendment. We're closing Congress. State legislatures are going to make the laws. We're going to get a, you know, some way to do it. Still have a president and all that. Still have your military. But we do need to also talk about the way the, this, all this fraud in the FBI.
Yes.
So, you know, how do we, yeah, how do we address that? Do we, you know, maybe have regional type FBIs that, you know, the various states send so many agents to this central office or something? Because right now, you know, it sounds like that if you want some fraud, you just send the, you know, the D.C. FBI to wherever, and they'll cover it up, and the local boys are probably sent up, you know, sent off to, you know, wherever they, you know, distract them somewhere, and, you know, they...
Yeah.
Must be how it's done, you know. We got to get out of this, you know. And why is it even legal to have these federal judges? Oh, because you commit a crime in D.C., now these bought-off D.C. judges, you know, they're going to try them there. It seems like you should always be able to be tried, you know, where you're from, you know, so you can't be railroaded in some federal, you know, secret city type situation. But those are some of my ideas, if anybody wants to expand on.
Okay, well, they're good ideas, but I'm going to have to let you go. We've got to take another break for commercial. We'll be back with more phone calls and news after these rules.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, good day to you. You a lot of good calls. Yeah, Mike, first off, what's on my mind is this black police officer in Memphis. He kidnapped some guy and he shot him. He dumped his body, and I guess they caught this police officer, a black guy. If that would have been a white cop mm-hmm. doing to a black guy, I think all the city of Memphis would be on fire right now. And, you know, Mike, let's get back to really what's going on here. You know, the Magnificent Mile in Chicago got burnt down. It was $800 million in damage in that city, okay? The mm-hmm. Capitol building didn't have one Molotov cocktail thrown in it, okay? They knocked out some windows. From the report I heard today, there's like $175,000 in damage done to the Capitol, okay? Let's repeat that. Yes. $175,000, around $180,000 in damage for the windows and everything mm-hmm. that's going to have to be replaced. Okay, these BLM and Antifa went around for the whole summer burning up all these cities. Chicago has almost 800 murders, 3,500 shot, all the cities, Philadelphia, Detroit, not Detroit so much, but Philadelphia, Baltimore, even Miami here, South Miami, Fort Lauderdale area. We've had almost 279 murders, Mike, okay, from 2020. We don't hear none about that. Mm-hmm. All we hear from these pig Democrats and these pigs like Pelosi, who've allowed the state of California to have 8.5 million illegal aliens, okay, angel mothers dead. Angel mothers and fathers who have loved ones dead, over 4,500 of them, in the last three-year period. That Pelosi should be arrested right now. Biden should be arrested. They're the ones that should be arrested for allowing all these people to get murdered. Nobody got
They're
murdered.
They're in violation of Title VIII.
That's right, Mike. And nobody is saying that. Not one of these senators, not one of these rhino senators, that pig Romney, who was kissing butt to Louis Farrakhan and Obama, okay? We're not hearing none of this crap. All we're hearing is how bad Orange Man is. Orange Man bad. White Man bad. White Man bad. You know, Mike, I tell you what. I want you to start looking at the statistics. I did it. There's 13.4 million, 13.4% of the population of the United States is black. 16.8% of the population is Hispanic. The rest is, I believe Orientals are 3.7% Asiatic.
Mm-hmm.
The rest are white, Anglo, Northern European. Okay, and we'll count the Jews are 2%, 3%. So we're going to round it off to 64%, I believe, for it came out the Anglo-white Northern Europeans. And we're going to be dictated to. We're the ones who've got to kowtow to this nonsense. Okay, and you got this dirty black Irishman like Biden, who's a filthy, dirty Irish, okay, walking around spewing all this hate, and he's a Chinese communist Bolshevik, kissing butt, licking butt at China, Jinping licking his butthole. In the meantime, they're making Orange Man Trump look like he's the devil. In the media, like again, Mike, I've been telling you for years, ABC, NBC, or CBS, if Donald Trump had to go out and plead with all his followers of 74 million plus, 75, 76 million he's got, to donate $100 a piece just to get a network like you guys, like an RBN-type network on the major TV networks, like on ABC or CBS or NBC, could you imagine what it would do to shake the core of this country? Because the truth would finally be prevailed, like your show and RBN. But what's going on, we got this Zog agents, these Kabbalah rats running the show. Look what they're trying to do right now with Congress. They're not saying a damn word about all these angel mothers and fathers who had loved ones murdered. They shut that down. They wouldn't even let that one couple of these angel mothers even talk this time around. And if you notice, Mike, in the 2020, when Trump was leading up to the election in November, you didn't hear a damn word on any of these angel mothers or fathers. On national major network, Fox News, or none of them. They would not allow it, Mike, because they know this is all about immigration and flooding this country. You got almost 8.5 million voters in California that are here illegally. That mayor in Oakland, California, should have been arrested. That's when they should have went in that Capitol building with all these hundreds of thousands of people. That's when the Capitol, they should have went in there, tore it up. Not the Capitol in Washington. They should have went in Sacramento, California, and that's what they should have done, all the tearing up. All the people who got raped off and had their loved ones get murdered by illegal aliens. You never heard another thing, Mike, about Molly Tibbetts.
Nope.
You never heard another damn thing about Jesse Smollett. And you haven't heard a darn thing about this cop. Where's LeBron James? Where's LeBron James talking about this black police officer who killed a black guy for a drug deal? Put him in a squad car, handcuffed him, then takes him on the field and shoots him. You don't hear a damn word, a peep word out of that. You don't hear a peep from that LeBron communist Chinese James. But all you hear is how bad Orange Man is. And a lot of your callers, Orange Man. And there's one guy in New Jersey. I'll bet you in about a month from now when Biden takes the power, he's going to be calling, oh, well, I want to see what he's going to have to say, how bad, because he always was talking bad about Trump. I want to see what he's going to say about Biden. I want to hear what he's going to have to say about Joe Robinette. Robinette Biden. His name is Robinette. Mm-hmm. I want to hear about Robinette. He's robbing our damn country is what he's doing. Robinette's robbing us. Blind. So, Mike, let's get to the real point here. The Capitol, yes, the Capitol got breached. We don't know how. They're not even telling you how many Antifa were in there. They're not even telling you what PSYOPs that was. We don't even know what kind of Washington was behind it. Mike, nobody ever got arrested in the Durham report. Nobody ever got arrested with Hillary Clinton with her bleach bit. Nobody, Anthony Weiner working for Mossad. Abedin, or whatever. He divorced her. And
Seth Rich's murderers are still walking free.
Yes. Look at this Clapper. Look at this Brennan. They're full-blown deep state communists. But you know what, Mike? Donald Trump's the bad man. Orange man, bad. All white men who love this country, who carry guns, are bad men. John Adams said it, Mike. With a gun, you're a citizen with this new nation. Without the gun, you'll be the subject. And that's exactly what they're doing us. We are going to be like Cuba and Venezuela. That's exactly what they're doing.
I mean, Biden came out the other day saying he's going to put the NRA out of business.
No, he ain't. The hell if he is, Mike. Because you know what? A lot of guys right now are keeping their powder dry. You got to keep your powder dry. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, they're going to try their nonsense. But you know what, Mike? There's going to come a time when enough is enough. Especially like, hey, I'm getting older. And I'm fed up. My family went to war for this country, man. My great-great-grandfather went to war for this country, Mike. I had two brothers in Vietnam. I'm the baby. I didn't go to Vietnam. I just missed it. Okay? One of my brothers is still alive. My other one passed away in the VA hospital. Okay? And he was a full-blown, he loved this, he was a full-blown constitutionalist. He loved this country like you wouldn't believe. And he rubbed it off on me. And he loved the Bill of Rights, and he loved everything about this country. Now, when we talk about what happened in the Capitol, Mike, that is a big cabal by the, look at these ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, I mean, Stephen Fox, Filthy News, CNN, Communist News Network. They're all communists. And Teddy Turner said it best when he's married to Jane Fonda. He was married to her at the time. He who controls the media controls the mind. He who controls the media controls the mind of the nation. And it's exactly what these pigs are doing. They all should be arrested. And the military should turn on what's going on in this. The military should get involved because, you know, most of those guys are constitutionalists. And, Mike, look what's going on in Georgia. You never heard about the military vote that never came in that night when
did.
For Purdue. What happened to that military vote? And why are they waiting till the next day to bring the military vote? Those guys should be voting on the base. And in 10 hours before the polls close, those votes should already be counted on those military installations all over the world and sent right back to their home state so they can be counted in during the vote. You never heard a darn word about those military votes with Purdue.
No, it was a crooked election. I mean, my question was the crookedest election in U.S. history.
Mike, and you know what?
They didn't even try and hide it.
That, Mike. I love you for saying that so much because, Mike, but here I got it, and I know you're going to say something to me, but I got to bring it up, Mike. When I did the statistical numbers today, looking at how many blacks are in this country, how many Hispanics are in this country, white men, white women, I was astonished, Mike. Now, I'm saying to myself, there's only one way and one way Biden could have won this election, and it's by liberal, now listen, Mike, don't get upset, white liberal women. And there's white liberal men. No, there's rhinos, too, like Romney, a lot of like Bush and those scumbags. But, Mike, when you look at the women in this country, they would have had a vote for Biden to win this election. But I'm not mistaken. You can correct me. They had a vote at 72% clip for Biden to win, the women vote for Trump to lose. And that's a
conclusion. But you see, we can't trust those numbers because of all the fraud that took place.
Absolutely. And, Mike, why would white women want a lot, unless they're totally dumbed down, why would they not during the summer see all these cities burning up, all these run by all Democrats, white women would want their white men? It's like in the Civil War, brother against brother. We're going to use brother against brother. That's what these Zog agents are great at doing. Zog Israel's great. They split brother against brother, man. It's brother against brother, family against family. There's some two couple members of my family, Mike, I don't even talk to them. Because they're so leftist, they're so brainwashed. Mm-hmm. I'm so sad. It's a very, you know, and my father, my grandfather did not raise our family like that. But these women, do they? I'm not gonna lie, Mike. Some of these women can take control of a hold of a man, and they can turn him into emotional instead of logical. Okay, they do. They can do that in a family, and unfortunately, that's what's happening right now to this country. On these college campuses, everywhere. Look at these college campuses, Mike. They're dumbing down these white women that they have to hate their own cultural identity, that you should hate white men. After we gave the world everything. We did almost everything for this world, Mike. Automobiles, airplanes, medicines, food.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, you know, automobiles were invented in Germany along with the electric light bulb. So let's not get carried away here. I mean, America's been very generous to the world.
Mike, I said Europeans. Mike, I said Europeans. We're all, well, all the people came out of Europe. The Spanish, or a lot of people don't realize, but people in Spain are European. They're Northern European men. The people in Spain, like Argentina and all that. They're not black. They're not Slavic. Those are Europeans. The Spanish. When Columbus came here, they were Northern Europeans, Christopher Columbus, and Ponce de Leon and all those men, the Castilians. Who's kidding who? It's all been a big lie. They've been lying to all of us about this whole freaking thing with history. And it's a disgrace. And, you know, you got bumbling Biden. Okay, and Mike, by the way, did you hear the latest about why they say Trump lost Arizona and Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear the latest on Fox News? Fox News reported that Trump lost... Trump, they reported on Fox News last night that Trump lost those two states because Trump allowed him to call him a clown I told you about that on the debate, and that Trump was going after a guy that had the partial dementia, Alzheimer's. That Trump was attacking Biden for being having Alzheimer. That was on Fox News on two of the things I was watching last night, two of the shows that they said that's why Trump lost those two states, especially Arizona, is because Trump was talking about Biden have Alzheimer's, like dementia, and all those older people in Arizona voted for Biden because he was being insulting to their age group. Can you believe that?
Well, any excuse to cover up the election fraud. And again, you know, they had to act so dramatically to reverse the Trump landslide. Everybody noticed, and we're going to see nothing but propaganda from now on that the election was honest and fair and verifiable. And I don't know if you were listening earlier in the show. The FBI apparently claimed jurisdiction and grabbed those partially shredded votes in Georgia that were being analyzed and just sent them back to the shredder to finish the job.
Well, I believe that, Mike. Listen, look, they never said a damn word about Hunter Biden's computer, Pelosi's computer, all the filth that Pelosi's got on her. You had Feinstein with a Chinese communist in her office for 20 years driving her around. I mean, this whole thing is a cabal, this whole massive disgrace. And the military, I believe, Mike, if they really love this country, they need to do their duty, and they need to start arresting people immediately. The military. You need to have military tribunals, because we cannot allow this anymore. Otherwise, this country is going to fracture like we never saw. It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be terribly frightening. It's going to end up
it's
like the end of the movie
time.
Planet
it's
of the Apes, man.
Very, very ugly time here. Anyway, listen, Tom, I've let you go on long enough
here,
and we've got other callers waiting patiently. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Milton in Pennsylvania. Hello, Milton. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I've been listening. You know, we go through all this COVID stuff and the heebie-jeebies and all that, scared out of our minds and all. And maybe I just need a new mindset, and you can help me out with it. But I turn on my TV, I listen to the weather. After that, off it goes. I don't want to hear no news, COVID, all this warping my brain. But, you know, the independent media is starting to get to the same way to people for the simple reason you got a hope that comes up, and you're not guilty of this, but you got a hope of something going to happen, and Trump's going to win, and then all of a sudden it's next, you know? My train of thought now is getting, okay, I want to hear somebody say out there, at 0800, we're all going in. That's what I want.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, right now, the way the tech giants are stamping down on social media basically banning conservatives, social media is going to be a Joe Biden fan club and going to be useless for anything else unless you like funny kitten videos. They're trying to make sure we cannot communicate with each other. That was the reason for the joke about carrier pigeons earlier in the program.
Okay, you're a lot more intelligent than I am. I don't do a lot of reading. But is there anything out there that's a good read that can actually tell you through history or something like this that's happened and how the people combated it?
Well, the history of the French Revolution is a good one, and even the history of the Russian Revolution and the American Revolution.
All right, like I said, I'm not a reader, so I think I'm going to start reading them just to have an idea, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just blown awesome seeing there. I know a lot of other listeners and readers that are the same way, but... Okay, Mike, we'll let you get on with the show.
Mike, please. This is Starfire. Tell the lovely Miss Clara hi for me.
I certainly will. And, don't forget to visit Claire's Corner at the What Really Happened website. She talks about ageism.
Okay. Starfire blind, so I'll help her out.
All right. Well, thank you very much there. And it's mostly Claire's voice, so you don't need to worry about that. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're almost to the commercial break, so I'm going to do a couple of news stories, and then get the last callers in the last segment here. I started this one a little bit before. Facebook is getting involved in the rush to make smart glasses. And apparently, the Google Glass really didn't hit its niche market. It's still being sold for industrial use here. But Facebook is coming out with smart glasses that will launch this year. It's going to have a built-in camera. They are not doing augmented reality, overlaying digital objects onto the real world, which I think is a good idea because you need to see the real world, especially if you're driving. What other functionality it's going to have, they're not really saying. They're keeping it close to their vests here, but they are going to come out with that this year, and it will be fun for all us computer nerds. Apparently, SpaceX had its first Falcon 9 mission this year by sending a Turkish-owned satellite into orbit. And we're going to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her walk on water,
Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, we're going to go back to the phones to Apostle in New Jersey. Hello, Apostle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
How are you, Mike? I'm an extremely long-time listener.
Okay.
I met you at the 9/11 whatever conference in New York with Claire.
Okay.
Yeah, actually even said my story that I explained to you on 9/11 on your
radio.
Whatever,
oh,
which
okay.
I appreciated, my friend. I just want to give your listeners an update. If they have an Apple or Android phone, do not put automatic updates on your phone. Because the fireworks are about to start. And grab your popcorn, because if you do the update, Android and Apple are going to try to block you getting to the emergency broadcast system.
Trump now, why right would now they do is, that?
Because Trump right now has been blocked off every social media network that there is. Right now, he's going to be releasing a lot of information, but he's going to be doing it through the emergency broadcast system. If you update your thing, if you update your phone, they're going to try to block it. And the FCC released a statement 2 days ago saying that if you do not let citizens access to your to the emergency broadcast system, it's a federal offense. I think they're going to try it anyway.
They very well might. Well, that's a good suggestion. You know, is to turn off the updates here. Frankly, I'm surprised Apple didn't go out and remotely delete the Parler app after they took it out of their store.
Again, they don't care. Right now, they're worried. The deep state, it's why they're pushing the 25th Amendment, because Trump's going to come out with a lot of information. The way
yes.
he can come out with it is with the emergency broadcast system. Your phone will actually allow you to get it. But if they do an update on your phone, it's going to block it. And it's actually a federal offense, but if they figure if Biden gets in, they can bypass that. Does that make sense,
yeah,
Mike?
Yeah, they really don't seem to follow the laws anymore, do they? Whether it's
right.
FCC regs or Title VIII. You know, it is a lawless government. You know, laws
right.
are for the little people.
Trump right now is trying to right a wrong, and... You know what? I'm just looking out for everybody, because I made everybody that I know, I said disable it to at least the 25th of January.
All right.
Don't
well, Apostle,
don't
good,
take the update.
Good info. Good call. And we're going to switch to Miles in Maine. Real quick, Miles, we're almost at the end of the program. What's on your mind? Miles, are you there?
Crazy. In this, yeah. Aloha, Michael. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We ran into the end music there. Miles, will you call back tomorrow?
Sure. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. I appreciate it there. Okay. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. He's back at his microphone tonight with his report from the ground in Washington, D.C. And so he's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.